Clouds out there this morning, temperatures into the 50s, and with our southwest wind, mostly sunny skies today. Highs will be on their way into the mid-80s for this afternoon, the warmest day likely so far this year, but it continues to climb into tomorrow. 90 degrees is our forecast for Monday. The data says it's a 63% chance of Reagan National reaching 90. So if we get there, the first time doing that in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News, Beat Alder Sean Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
61 degrees at DuPont Circle, 59 in Germantown, 61 in Annandale.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Michael Toscano, and coming up...
Student protesters demand GW reverse action taken against 7 activists. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why American University initiated a lockdown.
Additional charges are pending after a crash leads to the death of a Manassas woman. I'm Ralph Fox.
Part of the Dulles Greenway is planning for pounding feet instead of vehicle wheels. I'm Sandy Kozell.
A White House correspondent will be joining us soon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. A just released CBS News poll finds President Biden and former President Trump neck and neck for battleground states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
President Biden leads Donald Trump by 2 points in Michigan, while Trump has a 1 point edge over Biden in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin. These are states that Mr. Biden won in 2020, but where Trump won in 2016.
CBS News Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
It seems this campaign might be an argument about who is the less bad option. Neither Joe Biden or Donald Trump elicit much in the way of positive feelings from voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin.
DePinto says negative views of the economy are helping Trump, while issues including abortion are keeping Mr. Biden competitive. Many of Donald Trump's supporters say they'll support him even if he's convicted in his criminal trial for trying to hide hush money payments. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells CNN State of the Union he's among them.
If he's convicted in any of these trials, would it change my view? No. I think all these trials are political. I think it's selective prosecution. I think what's going on in New York is an outrage.
The third day of rough weather is well underway for the Midwest, in the middle of a line of storms stretching from San Antonio to Detroit. It follows a series of tornadoes in several states, including a twister that left one person dead in Oklahoma. The governor has declared a state of emergency there. Weather Channel meteorologist Felicia Combs has more on what's next.
Not only are we worried about very large hail, tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, but also that possibility for flash flooding across this region before all is said and done this weekend.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has told an economic forum in Riyadh that an attack on Rafah would be disastrous.
All the Palestinians from Gaza are gathered in Rafah, and it's only one small strike that would force them to flee the Gaza Strip. And here, the biggest catastrophe in the history of the Palestinian people would happen.
Abbas, heard through an interpreter, says he wants the U.S. to step in to prevent that Israeli attack on Rafah. In this country, campus demonstrations against the Gaza war threatening to cancel the rite of passage for a generation that's already missed so much of its youth. Here's CBS's Michael George, New York.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Kind of worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
And it's worth noting that the seniors graduating this year are part of the COVID generation. Many of them also missed their high school graduation ceremonies due to the COVID lockdowns.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 10:03, Sunday, April 28th, and we are warming up with afternoon highs well into the 80s. Good morning, I'm Lynn Bowie. The top local stories we're following this hour. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue their encampment on the grounds of George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Iuliano reports the students want GW to drop charges against 7 students.
Rafi Al-Havashi, a student protest spokesman and GW Junior, says George Washington must drop its case against seven students suspended from school and barred from university grounds.
We demand that students who are facing disciplinary actions for their activism work have those charges dropped immediately.
GW says it suspended several student protesters it accuses of violating university policies and trespassing.
These are egregious reactions to what we're doing.
Students say those suspended are being treated unfairly. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed points out the demonstration has been peaceful.
This is not a violent protest as some of the media has been trying to frame protesters here.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
American University gives the all clear after a lockdown on campus yesterday. Around 5:45 p.m., students on an AU shuttle bus reported seeing someone brandish a weapon in their direction. An American University police officer saw someone matching the description walking toward campus, so the school initiated the lockdown, telling the community to shelter in place. They contacted D.C. police, who arrested the suspect. At that point, the lockdown was lifted. A man is dead after he was stabbed multiple times outside Audi Field, and D.C. police say they have a suspect in custody. The incident happened Saturday night around 6:30. That's an hour before the D.C. United and Seattle Sounders game at Audi Field. D.C. United said the incident did not change the kickoff time of the game, and they are working with investigators. A woman dies nearly 2 weeks after a crash in Manassas. We have details from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
The collision happened April 15th at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads in Manassas, where authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. Both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. A dog in the car was killed. Prince William County Police say the passenger in that vehicle, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died on Friday. The 46-year-old Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six members of a road work crew killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The men were Latino immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that two of the victims remain missing, even as cleanup efforts proceed and maritime traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore. The memorial near the south end of the bridge includes decorated wooden crosses, a painted canvas backdrop, flowers, candles, and a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the men. The Dulles Greenway is hosting its fourth annual Run the Greenway race next Saturday, May 4th. WTOP's Sandy Kozel explains what that means for participants and for those who normally drive the route.
For drivers, it means no westbound travel on the Dulles Greenway from 4:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning. The Greenway will stay open for eastbound travel. The closed section is expecting to host some 2,000 Northern Virginia runners and their families for 5 and 10K races and a kids' fun run, followed by a post-race celebration with music and food trucks. This fourth annual run, which raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities, is the first Star Wars-themed Run the Greenway, which starts and ends at Loudoun Station. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
It's 10:07, and coming up on WTOP and Money News, how teens and tweens are shaking up the skincare industry. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Chrissy, clinical director at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. We don't just restore smiles, we restore lives. Cascades One delivers the best and latest in implant dentistry. In as little as one day, your new teeth will look, feel, and function just like your own healthy, natural teeth. Our in-house lab means your full mouth implant restoration isn't just a procedure, it's a personalized work of art done in one day. Cascades One, one office, one doctor, one price. Call us at 866-25-SLEEP or visit Cascades One.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
It's 10:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And good morning, Lynn. We'll start off in Maryland. Pretty good ride as the fog is kind of burnt off. Seeing some sunny blue skies around the DMV, especially in Montgomery County through our traffic cameras. But traffic moving nicely throughout the Capitol Beltway around Montgomery County and Prince George's County. Looks like we have a new crash on the southbound side of the BW Parkway right after 197 with a lane possibly blocked north. Northbound, we're backed up from the Beltway up to the area of 197. No current issues along the 95 corridor between the two Beltways. And also pretty quiet on 270. Pretty uneventful coming down from the I-70 interchange from Frederick. We're all clear southbound through Urbana, Gaithersburg, right down to the lane divide. Traffic moving nicely on eastbound Route 50. No problems from the Capitol Beltway out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Currently, under cloudy skies, we have two lanes open eastbound, three available westbound. No issues along Route 301 or at the Nysmack-Middleton Bridge. Now, currently in the district, looks like we're also dealing with a crash inbound. Suitland Parkway right near Stanton Road. Do use a bit of caution. Is it time to upgrade to the safest and smaller SUV? Well, check out the Hyundai Tucson only at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its five-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. Steve Drisner, WTOP Traffic.
Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your Sunday forecast, sunshine and a few passing clouds. Temperatures way above the average this time of year in the mid-80s. We should be at 73. 86 is the forecast for today with winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds early tonight giving way to generally clear conditions. Lows only into the 60s, so a mild start to your Monday morning. Tomorrow afternoon, near 90 degrees. If we reach 90, it will be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
64 degrees in Columbia, 61 in Alexandria, also 61 outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Amy Morris.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Ooh, my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. It is uncommon for a brand to say you should not use our products, but that is what's happening as a boom in tween skincare sales is forcing some companies to come up with a playbook to market to a whole new demographic. Some young people are buying hundreds of dollars in products inspired by online videos like Get Ready
for
With
blush,
Me.
I love the Storm Cloud Paint. Been using this for years a little bit. It goes a long way. I've also recently been liking the
Bloomberg's Jeanette Newman covers retail and the beauty industry.
Some are marketing directly and they're saying, okay, if you are going to buy stuff, here's all that you need.
Companies also have to navigate the legal risks when they're marketing to children.
There are in the U.S. different marketing restrictions and recommendations when you're engaging with very young people. And some of these newer brands in particular seem not to be as aware of that.
Many dermatologists agree most tweens and teens just need a cleanser, a moisturizer, and a sunscreen. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Amy Morris on WTOP.
And coming up, a White House correspondent joins us live to discuss former President Donald Trump and his hush money trial. It's 10:11.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one, or tackling a new do-it-yourself project. It can be just energizing to get outside. We are once again looking forward to summer camps, family reunions, and planning vacations. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. GoodFeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. As we head into this season of possibilities, don't let foot pain hold you back. Make this spring the start of a new season in your life at the GoodFeet Store. Come in today for your free fitting and test walk. The GoodFeet Store has locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and we look forward to seeing you at the GoodFeet Store.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
He'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
It's 10:13. Still ahead, an Arlington County Schools employee arrested on child pornography charges. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
What's ahead in court this week for former President Donald Trump and his hush money trial? Joining us live is Ken Walsh, U.S. News and World Report contributor and White House correspondent. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be back with you.
So, Ken, before and after court, we've been seeing Donald Trump speaking to the cameras, talking to reporters outside the courtroom. Tell us about some of the remarks he's been making.
Well, it's really been classic Donald Trump. But Trump, for a long time, back to when he was a real estate tycoon, has believed that all publicity is good. This is sort of rewriting the public relations rules that so many people had accepted. And he loves the attention. So he is during breaks in the courtroom drama. He is addressing reporters. He's getting really extensive coverage, criticizing the judge, the judge's family, the prosecutors, and acting as a, sort of a martyr for his in this whole prosecution situation, the hush money trial, and the other trials he's or the other cases that are against him. So it's sort of more of the same with Trump, but we're having now some polling, particularly a CNN SSRS poll, that finds that about 42% of Americans think Trump has been acting inappropriately during the trial and surrounding the trial, and only 25% think he's been acting appropriately. So there is some sense that this is a big risk he's taking now in acting in this very hostile way, in undermining really the judicial system arrayed against him.
Yeah, talking about what voters think about his comments and behavior, what about his base? What do they think?
His base is still staying with him. He's made the famous comment long ago that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue in New York and he wouldn't lose any votes. He's actually quite correct about that in many ways. His base is staying with him. The problem is he's not expanding it, and that's the danger he's playing now. Sticking to base politics is a danger in presidential politics because we always have people in the middle who still have to make their minds up. He's not doing himself much good with those people, and that's the danger.
So the case resumes on Tuesday. What can we expect this week with the trial? What happens next?
Well, I think you're going to see more efforts by the prosecution who are building their case now to make the case that this these payments that were made to the porn star Stormy Daniels were made to keep an alleged affair that Trump was having with her. Again, he denies all this, but it was designed to keep that from the public and to influence the election unfairly, according to the prosecutors. Trump's people, his defense, is going to try to undermine that. So that's really what this coming week is going to be all about, continuing the basic case against Trump that he was trying to influence the election improperly by keeping this information from the American people through financial rewards, really. The defense is going to try to undermine that with one witness after another. That's really what this is going to be all about.
All right, we'll be monitoring the updates. Ken, thank you. That was U.S. News and World Report contributor and White House correspondent Ken Walsh. A quick look at the top stories here on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Hear the demands from demonstrators in Washington, D.C. Hamas now reviewing Israel's proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza as the U.S. Secretary of State heads to the Mideast. Keep it here for details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 10:18. We have traffic and weather on the 8s. Here's Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
New crash in Maryland on the southbound side of the BW Parkway right near Route 32. At last report, it is a single lane getting you by with minor delays. We're backed up a bit over on the northbound side. You'll find it slow outside the Beltway all the way up to 198. Again, that's just all volume. Traffic moving pretty well on 95 between the two Beltways. No issues along the Capitol Beltway throughout Prince George's County and Montgomery County. We're doing okay on 270 and on Route 50. Over in Virginia, a quiet ride on the Beltway from the American Legion Bridge all the way around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. No current issues along the 66 corridor. All clean, so to speak, from the 14th Street Bridge over to the Springfield Interchange along the 395 stretch. And traffic moving nicely for now between Springfield over the Occoquan using the southbound lanes in 95. Pretty good ride all the way down to the Fredericksburg area. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor, and their wait today. You can become a Compassion International sponsor by texting radio to 83393. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunny along with a few clouds this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-80s with a southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds early tonight giving way to generally clear conditions. Lows only into the 60s and lighter southwest winds. Monday afternoon, even warmer. Temperatures near 90 degrees. If your high UV index once again at level 8, so your burn time around 20 minutes. Once we get to Tuesday, temperatures do start to fall. However, storm chances may return by Tuesday evening. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
Looking at the airports, we have 60 degrees at Dulles, 63 BWI Marshall, and 61 at Reagan National. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. And coming up, D.C. police want to make sure you do not drive past a school bus when it stopped. It's 10:20.
Looks like it costs a fortune.
Actually, at Bob's, the Playscape 2B sectional is just $9.99.
Looks like it was crafted by a master carpenter.
Gorgeous, right? Bob's genuine marble elm dining set comes with 6 chairs or 4 chairs and a storage bench for just $9.99.
Looks like a unicorn cried happy tears all over it.
That's our bedazzled diva bedroom set. I can see why you think that. When the looks you love go for less, there's only one thing to say.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Choose to partner with Comcast Business to get the fast, reliable internet you need to power your business. Sign up for a gig speed bundle today and get an $800 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5/6/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with Gigabit Extra Internet, Security Edge, One Voice Line, and Connection Pro or Wi-Fi Pro with 2-year agreement. Call for details.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 10:22. I'm Lynn Bowie, and thanks for being with us. An Arlington County Schools employee has been arrested on child pornography charges. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports police are searching for possible additional victims.
Arlington Public Schools extended day employee, 18-year-old Matthew Pineda of Fairfax County, is charged with displaying pornography to 3 children. Pineda was assigned to Abington Elementary School. The public school system says its extended day program provides a safe, enriching, and fun environment before and after school for more than 4,000 kids. Police say their investigation began April 19th. Pineda is being held without bond on charges of possession of child porn and assault and battery. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Washington, D.C. is cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports the city is now using cameras to catch them.
Initially, 25 of the city's over 600 school buses will have stop arm cameras. Starting Monday, drivers who pass a school bus with its stop signs activated will get a warning.
It's really difficult to capture violators if you're relying on NPD to happen to be there when it happens.
Sharon Kirschbaum is acting director of DC's Department of Transportation.
When a vehicle passes a school bus that has stopped and the stop arm is extended and the lights are flashing, we capture a video of the vehicle.
Two people will then review the video before a ticket is issued. After 45 days, drivers who are caught passing a stopped bus will get a $500 fine.
We're really enthusiastic about the impact it's going to have for our school buses and our vulnerable riders on those buses.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The International Space Station orbits the Earth about every 90 minutes. So if you see it pass overhead, it'll be on the other side of planet Earth in less than an hour and a half. Wow. I'm Kim Commando for Keeper Security, the password manager accessible from any device. Get a discounted personal or family plan your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. Let's get space nerdy. The ISS is home for astronauts who conduct scientific research under microgravity conditions. You might not realize it, but the ISS is huge, about the size of a football field. Its large solar panels and other metallic surfaces are highly reflective, which is why when sunlight hits the station, it's possible to see it here on Earth. Want to try it for yourself? Go to spotthestation.nasa.gov or use an app like ISS Detector to find when the ISS is visible in your area. Again, that's spotthestation.nasa.gov or the ISS Detector app. To get ahead in life, you need to be tech smart. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Rob Woodfork.
All right, the Capitals fighting for their playoff lives tonight at Capital One Arena. They're down 0-3 in the best of seven series with the New York Rangers. What's the mood in the locker room, Charlie Lindgren?
I mean, it's frustrating, but it's reality. So we're backs against the wall. So we're not gonna give up.
Yeah, what's the approach now in Game Four, Spencer Carberry?
It won't change from what we've been through for the last 2 months. For the better part of coming back from the break of just one day. We're not trying to win a series. We're trying to win one hockey game. And so that's how we'll prepare.
Fair enough. It's an 8 p.m. start over at Capital One Arena tonight. The Commanders continue to receive high draft grades for their class of 2024. Next Gen Stats ranked Washington's draft the NFL's best. Assistant GM Lance Newmark.
When we took basically every player we took, I felt like it was a great situation in terms of value, and I don't feel like we reached or did anything in terms of like desperation or need. I felt like the players that we took made